Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 19th, 2021. Welcome to Day 90. The White House abruptly reversed course on the number of refugees that it would allow into the United States. On Friday, the administration said it would keep Trump's historically low refugee admissions target at 15,000, walking back Biden's pledge to lift the cap to 62,500 this year and push it up to 125,000 for the fiscal year starting October 1st. Democratic leaders called the administration's admissions target unacceptable, and hours later, the White House said that it would increase the cap on refugee admissions for the rest of the fiscal year by May 15th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Biden would set the final cap and expects that it will be higher than Trump's ceiling, but it's unlikely to rise to the 62,500 that Biden promised in February. Meanwhile, the Biden administration ordered U.S. immigration enforcement agencies to stop using terms such as alien, illegal alien, and assimilation when referring to immigrants. In memos sent to department heads at Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection, alien will now become non-citizen or migrant, illegal will become undocumented, and assimilation will change to integration, among others. Moving on, the United States and China agreed to cooperate to fight climate change with the seriousness and urgency that it demands. John Kerry, the Biden administration's special envoy for climate, said that despite various political disputes between the two countries, it's very important for us to try to keep those other things away because climate is a life-or-death issue in so many different parts of the world. China and the U.S. are the world's two largest carbon emitters, accounting for nearly half of the planet's carbon dioxide. Biden is scheduled to host a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss efforts to reduce carbon emissions later this week. Meanwhile, the White House removed the Trump-appointed scientist from overseeing the National Climate Assessment, the government's definitive report on the effects of climate change. Betsy Weatherhead, who is considered a mainstream scientist who believes that climate change is a real and serious issue, was reassigned to the U.S. Geological Survey, the Interior Department's scientific arm. Back in D.C., the Supreme Court declined to take up a case from Republicans challenging changes to election rules in Pennsylvania. The case, brought by a former Republican congressional candidate and four individual voters, challenged the Secretary of State's decision to allow 3 extra days for receiving mail ballots because of the statements from the U.S. Postal Service that delivery would likely be slow amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the Biden administration allocated $150 million to boost coronavirus response for underserved communities and vulnerable populations. Community-based healthcare providers must apply for the funding from the American Rescue Plan by May 14th, and then the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will decide who gets approved for funding. Trump, meanwhile, won 9 of the 10 states in the 2020 election where most residents said they would probably or definitely not get a COVID-19 vaccine. Additionally, in more than 500 counties, at least a quarter of adults say they are unwilling to get vaccinated. A majority of residents in these counties voted to re-elect Trump. Moving on, the Justice Department sued Roger Stone for nearly $2 million in unpaid federal income taxes and fees. The lawsuit accuses Stone and his wife Nydia of underpaying their income taxes by $1.5 million from 2007 to 2011, and that Stone was short on his 2018 tax bill by about $407,000. Meanwhile, a federal judge revoked bail for two leaders of the Proud Boys, contending that they're too dangerous to remain free while awaiting trial. Judge Timothy Kelly said the defendants stand charged with seeking to steal one of the crown jewels of our country, in a sense, by interfering with the peaceful transfer of power. He added, "It's no exaggeration to say that the rule of law and, in the end, the existence of our constitutional republic is threatened by it." Ethan Nordine and Joseph Biggs are charged with conspiring to stop the certification of the 2020 election and with organizing dozens of Proud Boys and sending them to the Capitol. And finally, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo violated federal ethics rules governing the use of taxpayer-funded resources, this according to a report by the State Department's Inspector General Office. The government watchdog determined that Pompeo and his wife Susan asked State Department employees to carry out tasks for their personal benefit more than 100 times. In 2020, Trump fired the State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick, who had opened an investigation into Pompeo. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.